Yehon Nav Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, the last shot we had was, we weren't Peshit, was if you sell a behema liuvra, liuvra, you only sell the behema just that the guy should be able to use to have a schus to get the uvra, to get the baby out of it, is that us or not? So that's so far we weren't Peshit that shayla. The Dabba called the Gzeira not to sell a behema gasa to a guy or not. The other Gemara says, we said, my love, a behema liuvra, take a number of Tony coins and I say, I'll serve a domov, Shmamina. We're talking about the uvra. Yes, so Rashi said the case, therefore it wasn't a proof here, because here we're talking about that the mother was already pregnant, the cow. And therefore we make a kanas. But if you just sell the behema for its ubra, we don't have any proof. Nothing more says, Messiah l'Resh Lakish. We bring a proof to Resh Lakish. So Rashi says, Hadu Tony Koinsin. That is the last price that said, if we make a kanas, you sell the behema gasa to a guy, there's a kanas, you have to buy it back. So it's a right to Resh Lakish. Why? Because the Yomer Resh Lakish says, HaMoich HaBehema Gasa L'Abikachovim. If a Jew sells a Behema Gasa, a big Behema, to a Goy, he's over the Yisad Rabbonin, the Locher is Koin Tenoisoi, will make a Kenas that he has to buy it back from the Goy. And the Kenas is Adasor B'Domeha. That even though the Goy charges you now 10 times the value, still you have to pay it back. So Chur, it's a Raya from this Bryce here, because the Bryce also said the same thing. It said here, that it said the hanaisim the kabbalah for pishen and rishoyi koin tenoisa yadasar b'dom. It's the same thing. We make a kenas that you have to buy it back, even though it costs 10 times as much. So that's a riot to Resh Lakish's halacha. Now the Gemara says, davka I love davka. Whether the brayso or Resh Lakish, when they say 10 times, do they mean only 10 times or even more? Rashi says, I love davka like kansinu like kulia. Maybe not even 10 times. Inami rels tvei miyachad kansinu, maybe even more. That's the shaila, is it dafka or lav dafka? It lav dafka could mean that maybe less or maybe even more than this. So when he says 10 times, that means really you're lav dafka. So what's the tashma coming here? The young Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ha-moicher av d'lev k'chavim. If a Jew sells his eved ivri to a goy, so it's also koinsin oisoy ad meyeh b'domov. We'll make a kenas upon the Jew, the bailim, that he has to buy it back from the goy. Like, it's not nice to do that. It's not nice to sell an eved ivri to a goy, because an eved ivri is still mechuyev in mitzvahs. He's still a Jew. When you sell him to a goy, he can't do mitzvahs over there. So the kenas that the odin has to buy him back from the goy. And it says here, loshin ademei b'dom. Even though now the goy will charge you 10 times as much, 100 times as much, you have to pay back. So Rashi says toshima that midigah be'eved toni meya. Since by an eved it says 100 times. The Hocha Sorn here, it only says 10 times by the Heimagasa. So Shmamina Dafka Kamer, it means Dafka. That only 10 times and not more, not less. The Ilav Dafka listed Tavayim Meya, Tavayim Asar. It doesn't mean Dafka exactly. Sakam, it says 2 different numbers. It should have said the same number both places. Since the Locher it says by Heimagasa 10 times and by an eved it says 100 times, much from each one is Dafka. That you have to spend up until 10 times to buy back the Behema Gasa. Smur says, maybe there's no proof. I tell you, Shani Yevid, to call Yoimiv Yoivim Mafkalem Mitzvahs. Now, could be by Nevid, there's a reason why you have to spend much more. Because by Nevid, like when you sell them to a guy, every day you're doing something wrong. Every day you're taking them away from doing the Mitzvahs. So Rashi says, the Yoimim Behema could be Lav Dafka. Like Hansin and like Kuli Hai. Maybe really even 10 times we don't do really so much. Avagabi Evid, Rashi says, Mishim the Yoimiv Yoimim. Since every single day you're taking away the mitzvahs he's supposed to be doing, they put him by a guy. That's why the chomim was so machm here to pay even 100 times. It could be there's no proof from the din of an eved to the din of a behemah gasa. And now the gemara says like this: v'ikudiyam is something like this. The Rambam Resh Lakish says that ha'moich behemah gasa v'gehovim koin tenoisoi ad meyeh b'domeh. Somehow the gears are this way: that even by behemah gasa, the din is there's a kenas that you have to redeem him back, even though the guy want to charge you now 100 times. Yeah, so in this we ask the question, Tanan, it says before in the Brice we had, that the Hanoisim led the Kabbalah, if a Jew gives his cow to a goy to work with it, to have a din Kabbalah, like a din of Ubra, you like selling it to him, so after Pishen and Rishivna, you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to sell it, give it over to a goy. It says we'll make a kenas that until 10 times you have to buy it back. So according to this Gears of Resh Lakish, it's a zero. Here Resh Lakish says that it's 100 times, and here the price is only 10 times. Gemara on this alone wouldn't be such a kasha. The Gemara answers on this alone, we could answer you and say, Mechira Paska Minei. When does Rosh Lakish say you have to buy it back even if it charges you 100 times? That's a real sale. When you really sell it, Hamoicher, it means you have nothing to do with it anymore. So on such an issa, the other Rabbanim made a big knas. But here in the Braisa before Kablonis, here some of the pshat is that the cow still belongs to the Jew. You're only giving it over to the guy that he takes responsibility to work with it, and he shares the produce, the kids that come out of it. So that's called Kablonis Leiposka Minei. The Jew did not leave it completely. He still has shaykhus to the mother. So that's why it could be here, it's only knas of 10 times. Still, for this loan would be kasha and shlokish. But now still we have the shalivim according to his girsa. When Rosh Lakish says 100 times, dafka or lav dafka, does it mean 100 times? Rashi is a dafka meya, or lav dafka. Lish nevasi jasin nebiyevedad asari yebdama. According to the second lashon now, he says by mecha bein megas it's 100, and by an evid it's only 10 times. Yeah. Shatah Gemara says toshma come here, then I'll bring you proof. Yom Rosh Shulman Levi, hamicha ravdu lavikachavim, kain to noisi ad asari bedamav. So l'chur the raya is that means bedafka. Since here by Nevid it says only 10 times, and according to Rosh Lakish's Girsa, this Girsa in Rosh Lakish, when you sell the Behem Megas, it's 100 times. So again, you see it's Padafka. They mean what they say, that by Behem Megas, it's up until 100 times. And by Nevid, it's only until 10 times. You see it's Padafka, what it says. So Mura says, could be no. I tell you, Shani Yevid, Tloy Hodalei. I tell you, no, could be no proof again. The reason why by Nevid it's only 10 times, not more, because the locker is when you sell your ever to a guy, so Rabbanu make a knas, you have to buy it back, and when you buy it back, he goes out free, you don't keep him. That's also part of the knas. So since it's like a double knas, you lose him and you have to buy him back, therefore the Rabbanu only said 10 times, not more. But after he says Lashon by Behem Megas, even 100 times, that could still be a Shiloh if it means Bedafka or Lavdafka. Rashi is a Shani Yevid. Lohochi loy kansin loy tfei. We don't make a knas more than 10 times. Mishamochi parak lei. Why the lahod lelamori doesn't come back to you? The kaimla we hold, the Gemara Megiddin says that amuicher avdlo avikachovim yotzel lecheres. That's also part of the kenas. That if you sell your eved ivri to a guy, there's a kenas that after you buy him back, you're gonna have to free him. So therefore, you can't bring any proof again. What's the lacha by behema gas? It's a bedafka or not dafka. Now the Gemara says, let's say behema, my timer. What's the reason why the rabbanim made a kenas by behema? Telling me now, like what's the reason why behema should be more of a kenas then an evid, mishum the kohod relay, because the behemah goes back to the owner, like if he sold it to the guy, so kenas says buy it back. Once you buy it back, you keep it. So you want to say that's the reason why we made a bigger kenas by behemah than by an evid. Gemara says, no, that's only a svara, nikne tfei chad, that's all. Gemara, nikne say tfei chad, that's the reason we give one more time. Like by an evid, if it's only 10 times, so the behemah gas, it should be 11 times, that's all. But not 100. So how come it's such a big span? How come you go to 100 by an evid? Ella rather it's like this. Eved is milsad lo shchichihi. V'cha milsad lo shchichihi lo gozo be'rabbanon. To get like to sell an evid ivri to a guy, that doesn't happen so often. Therefore, the rabbanon does not make such a big kenas. It's enough just to cancel you 10 times and not more. So even though sometimes the klal is, usually the klal is, that milsad lo shchichihi lo gozo be'rabbanon means klal klal, we don't make a gzeirah altogether. That's not what we're saying here. Here we're saying still, there's a gzeirah to buy it back for 10 times. But I call upon the reason why here it's only up until 10 times. And by Behem Megas, it's still 100 times, because the Behem Megas is Shriach. That's normal to sell to a guy. So therefore, the Rabban have to make a bigger knas to stop you. So there, if you sell it, you may have to redeem it even up until 100 times if that's what the guy wants. But by Evid, it doesn't happen that often, so it's enough the Rabban just make a knas up until 10 times. It's really, we're not pushing the shalom, what's Bedafka and Lavdafka, but these are the klolim. And there was going to be one person. Pressure the less shall also that if you sell a behemoth to a guy just like ubreho, is that also the mutter? Now it says in the Mishnah, the Chachom and the Chom say, or no, not in the Mishnah, this less brisa, the Chom Maimrim calls the man Shiyarav Chachom B'yem says Potem and Abachar. That the less halacha was Rabbi Yudis said like shut for sakim yol dischayvim b'chayra, and therefore the half of it you have to give to the kain. On this Chachom said no. That calls the man shiada the chavim b'yem says purim and abchayra, which of course that's like our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says shenema b'yisrael v'lo b'chayrim. That only if a Jew owns the whole thing, the mother and the kid, is there din b'chayra, not if a guy owns any part of it. So that's the Mishnah like this chacham. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says, what's the machlekes the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda? U'shnei mikre echad darshu. They both dash in one pasuk. From one pasuk, the Shalhara dash in this pasuk. The pasuk says in Shemois, Kol Bechor. It says, Kol Bechor, Rashi says, Be Yisrael. Kol Bechor, Be Yisrael. There's Allah called the Kuchas Bechor. So this, Rabbon and Sav Rabbon and Shetar is Bechor by itself would mean Nixas, Bechor. Bechor, the Torah would have just said the word Bechor, not Kol Bechor. Bechor itself means a Nixas. Even if a Jew only owns half of it, there would have been a Din Bechor on it. But Nixas Bechor Mashma. Now, Kosav Achmona Kol, the Torah says the word Kol Bechor, Ad Yika Kulei, until the whole thing belongs to the Israel. That's the Rabbon and Shetar. If a guy owns any part of it, that part is you from Bechor. If you have you discover, no. Bechor, Kule, Bechor, Mashma. The Torah would have just said the word Bechor. That's Mashma, complete Bechor. That those things should have to belong to Israel. Kosav Achmona Kol, so why does the Torah say the extra word Kol? Is the Afilu Koldu, comes called lower it, that even the Koldu, no matter how, even though Yisrael only owes one tenth of it, so one tenth of it has Kedush, you have to give that much money to the Kohen. So that's the Machloikis, how do we dash in the word Kol Bechor? That's one way to learn. Boy, you say another pshat could be like this. That I'll tell you, Lekula, Dekula, Yalmar, Bechor, Ruba, Mashma. The Torah just would have wrote the word Bechor without the word Kol, it's Mashma, Ruba. Mashma, as long as Yisrael owns most of it, that's called the Bechor, even though a Goy owns part of it. So like this, though. Masav, a Kol, Mashma, Lemlu, Yosa. That Chum 7, it says the word Kol Bechor, Lemlu, means teaches now that you only have Kedushas Bechor if the whole thing belongs to Yisrael. That's Kol. Rashi says, Lemlu, Yosa, and lehevi kulu di sol, the whole thing has belonged to Israel. Umasav review dogs know. Ligru yosa comes to make it minus it, to make it less. That means even though a guy has most of the shutfis, as long as a Jew has some shutfis here, you also have a kedushas bechor on it. So Rashi says ligru means the chol mashma kol dehu. Yeah, any little bit that belongs to the Jew, he's mechayiv in a bechor. That's the machloekas review the rabbanim. Now the Gemara Shailah, the Kama Te Shutfish Lovi Gechovim for Te Pturim Min Abchora. Means according to Chachom Mishita over here, that they say Lashon Kol Zaman Shiyat Ad Gechovim B'Yemtza, how much of the Behema does the guy have to own to have a Shutfish, a partnership in it, that the Jew should be potter? How much does he have to own? Does he have to own a lot, a little bit, any little part of it? How much does he have to own to make it like it's not called Kol Bechor B'Yisrael? So it's a Machlekes. The Gemara says, Omer Afun Afun says, Afilu Oznoi, any little bit. Rashi says, "Afilu ein shutfus of gechovim elu bi oizen abchor in a kodesh." Even if he only has a partnership in the ear, the oizen of the bechor, that's enough to make a ptur. It's not called kol bechor bi Yisrael. That's Rav Hunishita. On this, the mask of Lord of Nachum, Nachum asks the question he argues and says, "No, v'leimele. Let's say the guy owns just the ear. So then, let the Jew say to the guy, Shekolas nechav zil, take the ear away and goodbye." Rashi says, "Dinami yavi bechor ba'amum nice mekayin." But even if you pull off the ear, the behemoth's not going to die, and most of it will become a balmum. So even after balmum, there's still a chiyuv to give it to the kohen. So therefore, just the fact that the guy owns something that does not make it a treif or an avela does not pata from bechor. That's Rav Nachman's svar. And therefore, learn like this. Itma, learn like this. That in Rav Nachman's svar, like this. Itma, Rav Chizdu Rama Dover Shoy Soyso Novela. Rav Chizdu also learns b'shitas Rav Nachman that when does the guy have a shutfis that frees the Bechor from Bechor, only if he owns something in it, if you take that out, the Behemoth will die, or make it a Nevela. Rashi says, the Veshet, the windpipe, or the Geras, the food pipe. So these things about the Chiyas of the Behemoth is telling this. Therefore, as Rashi says, Choshev Taman Debekul Debekhovim. That's considered the Choshev Shutfis, as if the thing belongs to the guy. That's what Chizda says. Ravam Ravi says, not so far, but Dovah Shoy says the Treif is also good. If what the guy owns will make a treif, she says, "Kamarin ha'kuvah l'mala." If you own, let's say, the top part of the leg, so if you cut off that part of the leg and make the bein mitzvah treifa, that's also called the chashav shutfis that a guy would pata from the chor. So both Rav Chizda and Rav holds like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Huna. It's not enough just to own a koldu; they have to own a davar chashav that the bein will die from it. So Machlokes says, does he have to mamish die the bein rov or just become a treifa? So Mar explains the Ma'akim Mitzvugi. What's this Machlokes Rav Chizda and Rav? So Machlokes is betreifa chaya. If a behemah has a halacha betreifa, could it still live or not? It's like this. Leman di yomar dovishoy sois a treifa. According to Robert, it says it's enough if the guy owns a part and makes a treifa. Kisovikas Robert holds treifa in a chaya. Yes, if a behemah has this treifa, it can't live with it. So also it's called the guy owns a chosh of a part here, so that part is the bechor. Well, a man diyama dover shoyes as in the veil, but according to Rav Chisda, he holds no, the guy has to own a part of the animal, like the veshet, or the gageret that makes it in the veil. Avol treifa, if the guy just owns a part of the treifa, like the top leg, chaya, he holds treifa could live. So, kids, this is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Is it enough that the guy owns any little part of it? Or else, no, like Rav Nachman Svara, we should tell the guy, take your shutfas out of here. And the rest of it that belongs to the guy, the yid is mechuyev in Bechor. So it's more like this. Ru Rabbanan came to Rav Papa. Rabbanan said, over this machlokes of one of Rav Papa. Kind of Papa. Hod the Rav Huna Rav Chisda. He said, over the machlokes of Huna Rav Chisda. For Rav and Rav. So he says like this. The Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa, you should know, Loi pligi, that really there's no machlokes, I tell you. Ho boy, ho bimai. Everyone says there's no machlokes. When the guy has a shutvis in the bechor itself, the kid itself, then that's Rav Huna's svara. No matter how much, how small he owns in it, that part is from bechor. But when the guy doesn't own at all the kid, he only has a chilek in the mother, that's what we have Rav Chisda and Rav's svara, that only part is you if the bechor owns something with davar choshev that makes it from the veil. That's what the Rabbanim wanted to say in front of Rav Papa. That there's no machlokes. There's a chilek where the guy has a chilek in the bechor atzmai, so therefore any little bit he owns takes away the kedusha. If he only owns the mother, then he has to own the bigger share. That's what the Rabbanim wanted to say. And this the Gemara says, Omalu Rav Papa. Papa said back, no. Omalu Rav Papa, Maishna boy, what's the difference boy? By the bechor. They've been in cold bechor v'lekku, because the dashin is supposed to cold bechor b'Yisrael. That's the swan, Rav Huna, that's what we paskin. That the whole thing has to belong to the Jew. If any little bit of it belongs to the guy, it's not called Kol Bechor. If so, Imanami, by the mother also we have a posik. Bina Kol Miknecho Tizoch Evelekah. There's also a posik by the Bimai. Shrashi Kol Miknecho Tizocher, Im Kol HaMikne Shalecho Tizocher. If you own all the Ma'ol, the cattle, then there's a Pasha of a Bechor. Im Yishlecho Zocher Takdishenu. So, Mamash says the same thing, Kol Bechor also. Kol Miknecho by the mother also. So, if you hold like Rav Huna, that if a guy owns a mashu, it's enough to free. So it shouldn't make enough kmina whether he owns a mashu a little bit in the bechor itself, or whether he owns just the ear of the mother. That should also free you. So Moshe says, Ela rather, Rav Papa Taka says, Loishina. That's Taka Lacha, it doesn't make enough kmina. If the guy owns a little bit, either of the bechor or else of the mother, then the Jew is part of the bechor. That's usually what the neighbor's man is there, that any Jew that owns a behemoth, he always makes sure he has a shutfis with the guy and any little bit of it. So he wouldn't have a dinner bechor. Yes. Another word says, Maskiv lo baravashi, maishinom min afolim. Why is it different than a nefil? The loch of the behemoth has a nefil, so the afagav, the lad benech yusininu, even though it can't live, it's going to die, still kotshi, still it has kedushi, you have to give it to the kayin. The other markos we learned, Tete shege behema, so we dashin shege behema, that what falls out of the behema, it goes to the kayin. Rashi says, shege behema, shege behema, shegar b'meya behema, it lives inside the mother's stomach. Shadayim lagiyah's mother didn't come the time to come out yet. That's one shot in shegar b'meya. It lives inside even the fetus. Lishnachmin Rashi says, shegar behema means masha behema, mishageris, throws out, has a miscarriage. Talma, what do we see here? Afagav the lab benech yusin, even though this nefel, this miscarriage is not going to live, kodshi, still it has kedushas bechor on it. So if soach inami, inami hev levek achovim, beidav v'shoy says in the veil, what should be the difference? The kodshi, chalek al Yisrael. Afagav labach yusu. But that's the kasha back to Rav Chisda. And according to Rav Chisda, you hold, a guy only part is if he owns something that makes it into a nevela. So what's the svar? If you take out what the guy owns, it's going to die. He doesn't come out of kasha, so what if it's going to die? You see, when a Jew owns the whole behemoth and has the nefil, even though it comes out dead, still you have to give it to the kohen. See, also, even though the guy owns a part, a shutfis in it, it should still be a ptur it should not part you from bechor. According to Rav Chisda, he has to own something that makes it into a nevela, so what? Even if the behemoth is nevela, a nefil, also there's a kedushas bechor on it. Someone says, no, this wouldn't be a kasha. Hosom. Kivun delay a reva buchulin by a nefil where the Jew owns the mother and the kid. There, there's the kedushas bechor because they're not mixed in any chulin. I mean, the guy does not own it at all. Therefore, karina buva behema kol bechor. It's called kol bechor, even though it's a nefil. So what? That's called shege behema, and you have a kedushas bechor on it. You have to give it to the kohen. But over here, where the guy has a shutfis in it, Kivan Dareva Buchulim. There's some chulin mixed up into it, means the part that belongs to the guy is mixed up with this bechorim. So therefore, Asav Chizdis Svara, if the guy owns a part that would make it into an avela, lekarina will call bechorim. That's called the chashav shutvis. That's not called kol bechorim. So kids are still a machlekes in Rafuna and Chizda. Even though we pass like Rafuna. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Loza loy olavei medrasha. Rebbe Loza didn't come into yeshiva one day. Ask Yechel Rabasi. So Rebbe Loza met Rabasi the next day. Omlai sayeste mayoma rabbona b'medrasha. Like, what did I miss today? What did they speak about in the yeshiva? So Omlai, Rabasi said back to Rabbi Leza, Omlai, that hochi om Rabbi Yechonin said, that afilu mum kal, even a small mum, could also part afilu mum kal. Rashi says, hochi om Rabbi Yechonin b'medrasha, the high chayiv diktoni, chayiv litna l'koyin komar, al mizbech loy koriv, yedad yishtani b'mum kavul ishchot alo bar mechotiyin. Assume that means even a small mum also. Assume what that means. Rashi said before, means afilu mum kal, afilu vein yod kachovim, shutfes elu biyozna, even the guy only owns the ear of an animal, who it is like Rafun Yeshita. Shim hoyon let, even if take it off, chelkoi, en elu wouldn't make an available treifa, only a mum kal biyama, p'tur men abachor, it's also enough to pata fin abachor. So kids, Rabbi Yechon, the Chur was holding like Rafuna. Says talking Rabbi Yechonah that afilu mum kali is the guy only has a shutfis in a part like the ear, that even if you pull it off the animal you only make a small mum, still that's enough to free pati from the chor. Now the most kasha ivri yotanan we learned Rochel sheyolda min eiz. Let's say a Rochel, a sheep that gave birth to a goat, or else the opposite way, an eiz, a sheep, a goat sheyolda min Rochel, gave birth to a kid looks like a sheep. The lechur is p'tur min abachor. You put them in abachor, because that's called the shinu. You put them in abachor. V'yim yesh po miksa simonim. Let's say though the kid has a little bit simonim like the mother, even though the mother was a goat and the kid's a sheep. But if the sheep looks a little bit like the goat, then chayiv, then yichayiv v'vishus bachor. Why? Because mum kavua have the lishkat alav. But it's a mum kavua that you could shecht on it. These were the two halachas that Rabbi Yochanan said over. Yeah, so the first halacha was the getau shalo shutfas of the guy, even though he only owns a small thing like a mum kal. And secondly, he says that he learned here the din of a rocha sheol demenez, min rocha, the pturim, and abachorim. So he says, if you have yesh by mixas simonim, then yechayiv, because it's called the mum kavuya lishkatolov. Rashi is talking about the mum kavuya. That's what it says, chayiv of you, if you have mixas, that's what you have in Chiddush. But it says you have mixas of this simonim. The kid has a mix of someone like the mother. Then it's chayiv of the chayra. So Yochanan adds on and says, don't think you have to give it to the mizbeach for korban now, because about it, since it changed a little bit, so that's called the mum kavua. So a korban means just you have to give it to the kohen, and the kohen can shecht it the way it is. So these are two halachas of Rabbi Yochanan, that if the behemoth, the mother was a goat, and the kid is a sheep, even though the sheep has a little bit simonim like the mother, still it's called a mum kavua, that the kohen can shecht it. He doesn't have to bring it for korban. So more like this. Vishleim is good, the first halacha of Rabbi Yechon. Vishleim, the mum kal, kamash mulon kidirav huna. Rabbi Yechon is telling us that we should pass the chulag like Rav Huna Svara, that no matter how little bit the guy owns in the behemoth, that's enough to pata from the chor. Ulachfuk is coming to exclude midirav chizav rava, not like a chizav rava, that they say it has to be like an avela, like a treifa. Ela, but what's Rabbi Yechon's second chizav? What are we leading for? Ela mum kavua. That's what Rabbi Yechon says, that if the kid is different than the mother, it's called a mum kavua, that you could check it. So my kamashman, what was Rabbi Yochanan teaching over here? Chorpshita, kivun diyishtani, since the kid is different, the mother was a goat, and the kid is a sheep, is hevle muma, that's called a mum. And Tanina, we learned like this already. Like, what do we need Rabbi Yochanan for? We learned this halacha. Tanina, we learned like this. O piv doima kisho chazir. Let's say the mouth of the behemoth looks like a pig. Hareza mum, that's also mum. You see, any little bit of shinui of it makes it into a mum. See, what's the chura? If it is also a shinui, yeah. So Mora says no. The Mora says v'chitay maybe could tell me like this. Hosam nishtana b'dav hashen b'minay kodesh. The chura over there, let's say the sheep changes that its mouth looks like a pig, and the pig has no kedushas b'chura altogether. So maybe that's why it's called a mum. But hoch over here nishtana b'dav hashen b'minay kodesh b'chura. But over here the mother was a goat, and the kid is a sheep. So both of them are mechuyev in bechora. So maybe that's not called a shinui. So maybe we need Rav Yechon to tell us, yes, this is called a mum. Maybe that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So Mora says, no, again, we don't need him. We learned this also, we learned, so you have a cow, whatever it is, any behemoth, the bechor, that one eye is big and one eye is small. That's also called the mum. And the Tanya we learned, Kedoylu means Kedoylu shel egel, one is big like a cow, like a calf, Ketana ketana shel avos, like a bird. So Bishleim ketana shel avos, that's good. Ein b'mina kodesh v'bechora. But a chicken, a bird, doesn't have any kedushas bechora. That's called a good mum. But the other part, Yalek Gedoylu, it says that the sheep's eye became big like a calf, Keshel egel, and that's also called a mum. So Chura yesh b'mina kodesh v'bechora. But an egel also has a din bechora. So you see, even though the sheep changes to look like a calf, and both of them have kedushas bechor, but since it changed, it has a shinu now, that's called the mum. So what am I going to be for? The chur of shita, if the age looks like a rochel, that should be a mum. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? So Mura says no. El alav mishum, Mura is speaking out there, El alav, isn't the reason, how come we say if the eye is too big, that's called the mum? El alav, isn't it mishum, the aminu we say, kivun the ishtani, since the eye of this age changed and became so big with a calf's eye, Hevele Mumma, that's called the Mum. So what are we need to be looking for? It's nothing in a Mishnah like this. Someone says, Loi. Could be no for Mishnah alone, I would not know that the Psul, the Mum, is because it changed. I'll tell you, maybe, Loi Mishum, the Hevele Sarua. Maybe it's a new type of a Mum of Sarua. Sarua means not because it changed, but if you have different limbs, one is big and one is small, that's a new type of a Mum, that's a new type of a pasulis for a korban. Or for to give her a kedushas bechor, Rashi said, "Loi mishum devilay sruva, the sruva amu b'tayra, zui she'evre echagodu mechaveroi." That's what it is. One leg is longer than the other one, so that's the mum. And therefore, you can't bring it for korban. But it could be just because of the shinu, just because it changed. Maybe that does not make it into a mum. Right? Let's say l'mashal. Let's say the hair changed. Instead of having wool, it has goat's hair. Maybe that would not make it into a mum. So therefore, we need Rabbi Yechon to teach us. That it becomes a mum, it becomes a mum. That if the kid has different simonim, if the kid looks like a goat and the mother is a sheep, that's also called a mum. Because in this mishloan, a big eye and a small eye, that's not because it's a shinu, it's different, but that's a new mum of Saruah. And the Gemara says, Halkinayim and stuff, this is also the Saruah like this. It's now learned like this. Mum in Elu, Rashi says, Shapir Shachomim b'Bechor, these mum we'll have later on in the Gemara, that talks about by Bechor. Bein Oivrin, Elo Bein Kavu and Bein Oivrim Poislin. Whether they'll stay there, whether they'll go away, still they passel. Rashi Bein Oivrin, Bein Kavu and Poislin, the passel from Bechor, you can't bring it for Korbin. Yes, or Aleim Adam, there are more psalm just by a Bechor, by a Behema, that you find by an Adam, by a Kain, Lamashal. There's also a psalm by a Kain. Ein of Shtein Gdos, two of his eyes are big. Shtein Gdos, two of them are small. Like this. Gabi Yodim, or this is by men, who it says, Ish Ish Mizar Aaron. To be an Ish Shav Mizar Shal Aaron, he has to be a normal person. Therefore, if both eyes are too big, or both eyes are too small, that's a mum. Ava Bebehema, Babay Behema, Shtein Gavilis, Shtein Gatanis, Nami. By heavy mum, it's not called a mum. By Behema, if both eyes are big, both eyes are small, that's not called a mum. It's only by an Odim, it's not called Shav Mizar, it has to be Doima Libna Yodim. But the Koparim, then the Kasher is, Achas Gedolah then Yachas Ketana my timer is so if you tell me by a behema if both eyes are too big or both eyes are too small it's not called the mum. So how come we learned if one eye is big and one eye is small it is the mum? E mishum shini because it changed one eye became changed. So then the question is Afilu Shteng Ketana Nami, that even if both eyes are big both eyes are small also it's called the shinui. It's not a normal size eye. So how come by a behema the din is if both eyes are big it's kosher. One bigger, one small, it's possible, it's called a mum. What's the reason? El alav, isn't the pshad is, mishum dehevelei sarua. It's not because it changed, but that's the new zed, that's the pshad in the Torah. Sarua, there's a new mum, if one limb is bigger, one limb is small, that's the mum, not because it changed. Could be this shinu is not called a shinui. It's only because it's called a sarua. One bigger, one small, that's the mum. And therefore, both are bigger, both are small, you have no psul. So therefore you have no proof to it. Therefore it's good Rabbi Yechon, it's something that's a chiddush. So Mora says, Lord, no, it's not the pshat over here. Li'elim really aim like I could tell you mishum shinui. Really I'll tell you when one eye is big, one eye is small, the reason why it's possible is because it's called a shinui. But I'll tell you like this, shinu have a mumma, that really shinu for change, that's also called a mum. you have a question then, that even if both sides change to be big, or both sides change to be small, also it should be, psulah should be a mum, it's called a shinui. Tamara says, no, hosam over there, we say, the reason why both sides became so big, im machmes brusa, yisera, so it became very strong, very healthy. That's why it became so big, so it's not really a mum. Im machmes brusa, he said that could happen, so then, tavayu boilam ivri, both of them should happen. So therefore, if both of them are big, it's not called a mum, that's normal, it's healthy, brusa big. But when one big and one small, that's not a mum, that's a shinui. And the opposite way, if both of them turn small, imachmas ki cheshusa, that could happen because the baby became very weak, and that's also normal. But if kachushi yisera, very, very weak. But if so, again, tavayu boyi michesh, then both of them should have become small. So that's why it could be when both of them become small, it's not a mum, because maybe that's normal. That could happen. The behemoth got very, very weak now. So they both become big, the behemoth became very, very strong. But the only time it's called a shinui, what's not normal, is one big and one small. So again, we have no proof. It could be taka that that's called the mum, one big and one small. And then we have a kasha, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? What is it teaching us? Pshita is called the mum. Or else maybe no. Maybe taka this is not called the mum.